This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's a new season, but it's always truck season at your local Chevy dealer. And right now is the perfect time to find your own. If you're a truck person, then you get it. Hauling, towing, reliability, Chevy trucks deliver. Check out ChevyDriveChicago.com. They've got all the info you need to research your future Chevy truck and find a dealer near you. Now, maybe a truck isn't exactly what you're thinking. Maybe you need something a little more city-friendly, something easier for summer street parking. We get it. And Chevy's SUV lineup, seriously impressive. Great styles, great prices, you'll look good and you'll feel good knowing you made a smart choice. And hey, maybe you're leaning toward the future. If an EV is on your mind, then your local Chevy dealer is ready to blow you away. They're ready to put you behind the wheel for a test drive and show you all the latest technology in these top-tier electric SUVs. Seriously, go check them out. Whatever you're looking for, head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Learn more, find your local dealer, and get ready to drive away happy. Because you deserve a Chevy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Happy Tuesday to you. John Lopez, Reginald Atula, Figgy.
I'll do it if
Fig,
you want.
Hanging out with you. Don't worry about it. that's an off-air conversation. That comes to air, but I hope you're having a good day to this point. The NBA draft lottery happened last night, and I mean, the big takeaways are, one, that the Rockets did not get the 9th pick with the 9th best odds. They actually, interestingly, get the 10th pick, and that's largely because the Dallas Mavericks make one of the biggest jump-ups that's been seen in the draft lottery era. Literally, it's the 4th longest odds to then produce the number one pick.
Mm-hmm. And since 2001, I think it's the lowest odds.
If the I actual read that lowest. Correctly. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
They make the biggest jump there to now have the number one pick and a clear path to select Cooper Flagg in the 2025
Funny
draft.
Funny how that works out, isn't it?
All right. I feel like I've
we're doing something else.
I feel like I've indulged
this
enough.
We're doing something else.
Come on now. You got
to
give me. But no, what does this mean now for the Rockets? Because the Rockets have that 10th pick, and we had gotten ourselves to the place yesterday in the ways that Sports Talk Radio is going to allow you to talk about sometimes stuff that is a very minuscule chance of happening, to the idea of, oh, what would happen if you ended up with like a Cooper Flagg situation where you make that decision. But now that this is crystallized at the 10th pick, what does that mean for the Rockets, and does this maybe push them more towards the idea of, if they are looking to improve their team, actually making a trade as opposed to maybe standing pat and adding that young talent with the pick or what have you?
I don't know about you guys, but as soon as this ended, you kind of digest like who's who, and not just the Mavs number one, but the Spurs number two. And
that's one.
We'll get to that because that's interesting, to say the least.
That got a hmm at you?
I say,
okay.
We'll get to that. As I'm digesting this, I'm like, all right, Rockets have to make a trade now, don't they? I mean, talking to myself, which I don't do a lot, but I was like, well, they have to, don't they?
You don't have to lie to KK.
I mean, and here's why. It's not just that they didn't get that pick, which maybe would have, or a high pick, you know, which maybe would have, you know, been a little more.
All I needed was you to jump into, give me that four. Yeah. I'd have been so happy with that, bro.
So that's part of it, because then you're cooking, you know, so to speak.
And I'm greedy. I understand that. But yes.
But I think a big factor here is the fact that it is the Mavs, and more specifically, the Spurs in your division. You know, the Spurs especially.
Maybe more so in your conference even.
And conference. But the Spurs with Wemby, we know, you know, what he is and what he can be. Steph, Rookie of the Year, Steph Castle.
Stephon Castle. I don't think anybody called him Steph.
I said Steph.
I was like,
no, man. I'm like, what you
we talk about the mononyms.
Know.
Look it up.
Hey, we
they
got
call him. They
we
call
got
him
PTSD
they
over
wrong.
Here.
They are wrong. They are wrong. When you say 713-572-46, when I say Steph in the NBA, who do you think of?
Stephon, Rookie of the Year. Obviously, they got De'Aaron Fox. And the number two pick, you know, Dylan Harper, if you dig in on him a little bit.
Nice.
Whew. Offensive machine.
Real nice.
I mean, machine. Been compared, now maybe this is not a great comparison given the postseason, but been compared a lot to James Harden. You know, the creativity on his drives, the Euro step, the ability to knock down the three. So the Spurs get really interesting, and I think that's a factor in how the Rockets play this thing. I really do.
No, that's a great point. I'll be honest, I didn't get all the way there in thinking about it, but the West is stacked right now.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it maybe doesn't show up in the postseason in the same way and getting these kind of grimy basketball games mm-hmm. in a lot of these spaces, but I think that's because of the level. But teams that you could reasonably expect to continue being good as you continue forward, right? The Thunder, yes.
Sure.
They just kind of built this in such a way. The Nuggets, how do you feel about them?
Oh, I think so.
As long as they have Jokic, yeah, you're still in that space. Yeah, Aaron Gordon has to continue to take a step forward. Jamal Murray drops in whenever he wants, what mm-hmm. have you. The Clippers?
Question mark? It depends on, you know.
You want to set that
health
as a maybe?
Yeah, maybe. As a maybe. Yeah.
The Timberwolves have found a way to be good in a way that I'm like, all right, I'm cool with that.
Yeah.
Did the Warriors find new life here?
I don't know. I don't know how much life they have left, but they still have some.
I don't know if they're going to run it back next year.
But they still have some life.
Yeah, no, they definitely got some life. I don't know if they're going to try to get somebody mm-hmm. because they never scared of trying to get some type of superstar or something. So.
Right, right.
I mean, the Lakers made a trade in the middle of the season for Luka Doncic and still finished with 50 wins.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So the Lakers are probably still going to be good. How many teams is that I named? And I didn't talk about the Rockets yet, just leaving them out of it.
Or the Spurs.
And then
the
Spurs. I don't know how I feel about the Grizzlies. I don't know how I feel about the Kings. But even without talking about those teams mm-hmm. that could possibly find some level of good, that is a number of teams. That is, what, 8, 9 teams that we're talking about that are all pretty damn good and could all be vying for those top 6 seeds with you in the Houston Rockets. This is why I look around and I go, hey, man, this is the mm-hmm. idea that, hey, your window is opening is cool, but you have to look at other things, and these things can shift really quickly, just like Damian Lillard getting injured in the postseason is what has now opened mm-hmm. up the possibility of Giannis Antetokounmpo being available to the league. And really, it feels like to the West. So that's another star that might come and join. And I look over at the East, and the East is losing another one of its powerhouses because just last night it mm-hmm. looks like, and I don't know that I've seen any of the MRI results on this, but it looked like you saw the Achilles roll up in a way that would imply that he has an Achilles tendon tear, he being Jason Tatum, and that might take the Celtics out of a place of contending next year.
Yeah.
And I wonder if maybe they might open themselves up to, they were already considering, moving around mm-hmm. some talent. Could they possibly think, we don't want to do the two tandem kind of superstar thing and maybe send Jaylen Brown somewhere? Like, all of these things open up and you go, things can shift very quickly in this league, and you might want to get yourself into a place where you have something a little bit more concrete than we believe we're building somewhere.
Yeah, I wonder if they still, like, I've been saying for a minute that they was probably going to break up those two.
Yeah.
And I know they ain't getting rid of Jason Tatum. But I wonder now with that injury, and if it's a really bad injury, are they going to probably try to keep Jaylen Brown now?
Well, I don't know.
Because I don't think they're going to tank the year.
Well, I don't know.
Yeah, but he isn't going to play.
No, he's not going to play, but I don't think they're going to – I think they got to really think now before they blow this whole starting lineup up. Now.
What I keep coming back to, Reggie, you know, with the Rockets is, yes, we know how far they came. But there is an element in every sport. You do have to kind of keep up with the Joneses. You do have to always get better. You know, that old thing, if you're not getting better, you're getting worse. You know, you do have to make a move. And then this is the second part of it. You know, obviously the Joneses being – the teams you mentioned, and one right there in San Antonio, that's a rival that seems to be making a big move.
That might have given themselves a little more ammo in the push to make
it. Whether
it's
Giannis or Giannis stay at number 2. About. Yeah, one of the. And then there's this other aspect here, which I know you might push back on this a little bit.
I will.
But I'm ready. But if you look at the number 10 pick overall, just over the last 10 years, is as far as I went back. I mean, these are the names, and maybe 3 of them. You tell me. Or like legit hits, like big time next level can help a team get over the hump type hits, Cody Williams, Kaysen Wallace, Johnny Davis, Zaire Williams, Jalen Smith.
Wait, sorry. Can you start over again? Yeah. I want to go line by line on this one.
This is the number 10 pick over the last 10 years.
Yes.
Cody Williams.
I don't remember who that is.
Okay. There's one example. Mm-hmm. Kaysen Wallace.
Really good.
Johnny Davis.
Nah.
Right. Zaire Williams.
He's been pretty good.
Jalen Smith.
I think he's been pretty good. Detroit, right?
Yes. Cam Reddish.
He's faded.
This is a good one. Mikal Bridges.
Very good. Very, very. That's a hit.
Yeah.
That's a hit and a half.
Zach Collins.
He's been solid.
Thon Maker.
Nope.
And Justice Winslow.
Nah.
I mean, dude, you said very good on one.
Correct.
On one. And the others were passable.
Right.
So the Rockets have the number 10 pick.
So you in the ballpark to trade that pick for somebody?
I think they need to. You don't necessarily.
I don't necessarily, and this is why. The NBA draft does not function like the NFL draft in that the year, and obviously I think that depending on, actually it still doesn't function, because one of the things I like saying is with your two rounds, it kind of feels like your lottery picks mm-hmm. are your top few are your first round, then you get to like the middle to the back end of the mm-hmm. first round is like, it would be like drafting the second round and so on and so forth. But that's not even quite the case, because and every year in the NFL draft, you can find some gems in the third round and the fourth round. And maybe that's the case in the NBA draft as well. But for the most part, you look up and you go, there are some years where you have, you know, a standout generational talent. You have a lot of good players. And there's some years where it's a little barren. And thankfully, this looks like one of those years where there's a whole bunch of dudes where you have a good chance of getting a good player all the way through the lottery, really. Mm-hmm. It just happens to be that way. And so this is a particular year where I think more than some of those other seasons, picking at 10 isn't a problem, but I think that the question then becomes, how much does that 10th pick, or how likely is it rather, that that player will come in and be some level of major impact player
immediately,
relatively quickly?
Yeah,
right. In the next two years, mm-hmm. I guess is the way that I put it, because 3 years might be a little strong in that compared to going and utilizing that with some other things to go get a known commodity, a proven commodity. That'll put you into a different stratosphere.
Yeah, see, and that's where I'm at with it, man. Like, if let's say the Rockets did have that superstar. Let's say Jalen Green was what we all thought he was going to be. Mm-hmm. And we're not looking at a Kevin Durant or anything like that.
Yeah.
Then, yeah, stay at 10. Hey, get whoever there and, you know, bring them up slowly a little bit and, you know, see what you got. But I feel like I don't want to say in the panic mode, but – They
got to keep up.
They need somebody, because all these other teams going to try to get better. Somebody going to try to get Giannis.
Yeah.
So I think they need to try to get somebody like that. I don't necessarily think they could just roll the dice at 10 and then hope that they could take them to the next level.
And here's the other point. You know, we went through the number 10 pick over the last 10 years, and it was very much, you know, miss more than hit. I'm sure there were years then, Reggie, when they felt those were solid drafts. You know, like this draft, you know, top two, you know, through the bottom of the lottery, and didn't work out, you know, and the Rockets are not in a place where they can maybe develop, maybe hit a home run, maybe wait for someone to become the guy. No, they need the guy. They can't afford to wait and see, you know.
And I felt like they had like 3 years of that, of this.
Yeah.
Just getting all these young players. You could rattle off about four or five young players mm-hmm. on this team already.
Yeah.
And I just think they need to get that guy, man.
I do think it's funny, Fig, kind of bring up the idea of acquiring Giannis simply as keeping him away from these other jokers.
Maybe.
Like, I hadn't even considered that. That's probably not the best reason to go and make a move.
Yeah. No,
however,
yeah.
I hadn't considered that.
And I understand if you don't want him. Like, I totally get it. But somebody else going to get him.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody, if it's San Antonio, somebody else going to grab him.
Like, best case scenario is for some reason Brooklyn popping up and saying, hey, we want. But actually, you traded in the Knicks picks for your Suns picks. I was about to say, I was like, are you still in some of the business of the Brooklyn Nets being bad? But no, I think you got out of that. So, yeah, man, maybe that's the case. Keep them over there in the East. But yeah.
Or maybe Miami, because Miami, one of those teams where they probably, I could see them try to get a superstar like that.
Yeah.
But outside of that, it looked like everything is in the West.
And we all think that they're going to, you know, they're going to sign Fred VanVleet, but we still don't know about Steven Adams. We still don't know about, you know, some of the things that are, they don't have the guy. They still need the guy. Is the guy going to be number 10 overall?
Well, no, I don't think that that's the perspective. For the Rockets, the perspective is not, well, maybe this 10th pick turns into your star, superstar player. Yeah. I think that the only reason that you would have thought that is if you probably could get to that very top in Cooper Flagg. I don't even know if I would have put that effort on Dylan Harper, although Dylan Harper did profile more as an offensive engine, which, hey,
yeah,
one of the things you're looking for is an offensive engine. Yeah. But I think more than anything, the idea is you get a young talent that filters into what you're doing, that gives you a little bit more opportunity to kind of do the natural churn of things and keep the team young. And then you just stand pat with the group that you have together, especially the guys at the top, and you trust them to continue to develop into those players that could take you there, understanding that they believe that it's not an individual guy, but it'll be a group of guys that congeal together, almost kind of like what the Celtics have done, although they've had a couple of individuals step to an incredibly high level.
Yeah.
In that space. And
yeah, so does that prospect, does that blow up your skirt a little bit? I mean, it doesn't mind, you know?
Yeah, and talking about the Celtics, man, like, they hit on their players, though. They hit on Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown. So, like, if we hit on Jalen Green and that was the guy, then I'm fine with picking whoever at 10 and they could come in and contribute.
Yeah.
And that's what it feels like the Rockets brass believes. They believe that there's still more development, far more than those of us on the outside watching this team seem to believe, by and large, that there's still lots of development and a lot of upside still within Jalen Green. And I feel like that would have to be the assumption that you come to if you stand pat. And it feels like the developments over the last couple of days maybe push our thoughts a little bit further towards the idea of a trade. We'll see where the Rockets ultimately are as they continue to make some of these decisions in the offseason. But number 10 pick is now what is in tow as that Phoenix Suns pick that's coming in for the 2025 draft. And from the 832, somebody is on the bench, and his name is Reed Shepherd. If that's the case, that's cool.
I was going to say, I mean, they got a lot of young players on the team already, though, man.
Here's the thing that's a little tough. How often do you get the 6'3 guy developing into the superstar that carries you to a championship? Because that's a question that's worth happening. And you mentioned a Steph. You mentioned the wrong one. But
maybe the other Steph?
That is not the – you're not doing the other Steph to one of –
No, he
the
ain't taking that name. Right.
That is wild.
They call him Steph.
Yeah, but he's
who
not –
Who is they?
Yeah, his mom?
His mom.
His family?
Yeah, so Steph Curry did it. And maybe you could point to Isaiah Thomas, Zeke, doing it. Those are your two short guys taking teams to championships.
But see, my thing is, why you even draft them in the first place then?
Well, no, to be a very good player, but the idea that he becomes the guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm just worried, man. Like, if we couldn't get this guy with the third overall pick, so how can I have confidence in the 10th overall pick for somebody to step in like that?
Yeah. Talk more about it as we continue on, because obviously this is going to be an interesting space to watch. What the Rockets do here, will they keep the pick? Will they use it as a selection? We'll find out on the next episode of Dragon Ball Z. All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, damn it, I shouldn't have made an anime reference. You're going to be on my ass about that.
It's happening.
Coming up next, let's do our lunchtime confessions as we often do during this time.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's a new season, but it's always truck season at your local Chevy dealer. And right now is the perfect time to find your own. If you're a truck person, then you get it. Hauling, towing, reliability, Chevy trucks deliver. Check out ChevyDriveChicago.com. They've got all the info you need to research your future Chevy truck and find a dealer near you. Now, maybe a truck isn't exactly what you're thinking. Maybe you need something a little more city-friendly, something easier for summer street parking. We get it. And Chevy's SUV lineup, seriously impressive. Great styles, great prices. You'll look good and you'll feel good knowing you made a smart choice. And hey, maybe you're leaning toward the future. If an EV is on your mind, then your local Chevy dealer is ready to blow you away. They're ready to put you behind the wheel for a test drive and show you all the latest technology in these top-tier electric SUVs. Seriously, go check them out. Whatever you're looking for, head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Learn more, find your local dealer, and get ready to drive away happy. Because you deserve a Chevy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Is your old air conditioner running all the time but not cooling your home? Stop wasting energy and money. Call Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, Electric today for a complete AC cleaning and tune-up. And we'll include absolutely free, a one-year, no-breakdown guarantee, all for just $89.95. That's right. We guarantee your AC will cool your home for an entire year or your money back. Call 866-4-SEASONS.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
Next.
All right. I know up front. I absolutely know this is asinine. Shout out to Patrick Creighton.
Okay. Love you, PC.
I know it's asinine. But last night, and again this morning, and even right now, there's a small part of me that still thinks Nico Harrison might not draft Cooper Flag. It's like people are kidding around about it, but I'm like, hell, he may not.
Ain't no way.
Hell, he may not.
Ain't no way.
I mean, he's like, what did he say about the Luka trade? Like, basically, you know, from what we know, you know, it was the right thing to do or whatever, however he put it. And I'm like, I know it's probably dumb, asinine, PC, but it's just like to this minute in this segment, I'm like, there might be a little piece of him that says, hey, you know what? Let me overthink this.
Nah, I saw that video that they posted of him.
They're
in
all
that
jumping
warm.
Around. They're like, hey, Dylan Harper.
I've seen that video many a time. It was the time that the Pelicans got the number one overall pick. Yeah. It was the time that Akron got the number one overall pick. Right, like I Cleveland. Right, I have seen that joy and that jubilation every time, and that is we are selecting that guy. No. What guy? That
Dylan
guy.
Harper.
Which ain't no way. Ain't no way in hell that happens. Which is funny because up there in Dallas, I feel like them people are excited about Cooper Flagg, but they're also like, damn, they might be good again, and he might get an extension behind it. And they're not happy about it, and I understand why.
But it does say how bad he is. That I have a legitimate thought of, well, maybe.
I don't even know that he is bad because, like, again, I saw him a little up close and personal, and he made some really good moves to get that team into a place. Remember, that was just a few years ago where people were looking around like, oh, they're never going to put a good team around Luka.
Yeah.
He did all the things to do it and then just randomly traded Luka around. It is that friend who, or like maybe someone who is playing sports, maybe someone who maybe plays left tackle, who is really, really good at blocking and always great at pass blocking, and then just really stupid penalties, you know? It's like, he's good, except I can't trust him, right? That is Nico Harrison.
That city would melt. It would melt.
I mean, what trade would make sense for them where you'd be like, okay, I can see that.
Oh, for Dallas?
Yeah, like if they go get Giannis, would that make sense?
I've heard there's Slovenian dude in L.A. that they might be interested in.
Yeah.
That would be hilarious.
It was low-hanging fruit, but it would be funny.
Tell you what, we'll go ahead and give you that pick.
I've got to be entirely honest. I don't even remember who specifically did it for me, but it was somebody over a rookie minicamp. It might have been Nico Collins, in fact, doing a little bit of a youth camp or what have you. I am entirely done with the use of the word dog as a descriptor.
Oh, really?
I'm done with it, man.
Well, then you definitely don't miss Laramie Tunsil.
Yeah. No, I know.
He called
Davis Mills a dog.
I'm done with it. And it's not specific to the Texans because it's not specific to the, like, I mean, he got that dog in him. We've been doing, like, people have been doing this for decades. Mm-hmm. I think I finally reached my breaking point where I'm just like, all right, it's got to be something.
What did it for you?
I don't even remember, but it's
Nico
like,
was calling the Iowa State guys.
Yeah, he said they got some dogs. I'm just like, it has lost all its meat. It's like, what is it? Semantic satiation. When you mm-hmm. when you say a word over and over and it just loses its meaning to you, right? You just keep saying the word like fish over and over and you just don't sound like a word no more. That is what dog has become to me in these sports settings. Like, oh man, he's got that dog. He's like, he got a dog. Yeah, he a dog. I'm just like, what are we even saying anymore? Everybody a dog.
You're kind of getting desensitized too.
Very much desensitized.
So what replaces it?
I don't know, but let's get creative. Like sometimes
713-572-4688. We gotta replace dog.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I think we might have gotten close to this place for me before when you remember when everybody was a beast?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he's a beast.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And now we just got into that place with dog, and I'm like, we might need to just switch it up. And this might just be the endless cycle of one word that we use to describe somebody who's really, really good or really, really tough or whatever.
I got that way with I see you. Remember back a while back?
I see you.
I'm like, just stop.
I see you, big dog.
Yeah. No, that's the double whammy. That's the double whammy.
No, but it's the thing. Big dog is going to work for me forever. But just he a dog, like just as the descriptor for some reason. Yeah. And I thought I'd be here forever. Like, and really and truly, it's like the folly of youth where you think you're going to be young. I swore. Like, I will never be that guy that'll be mad about people calling people a dog. And here I am. Like, please stop. Please don't.
I'm glad you went there with that confession, Reggie, because I got a similar confession with a term that I feel like it lost its meaning. So you know the term "hear me out."
Oh, yes, bro.
So specifically, a lot of people use that term "hear me out" whenever they talking about a young lady that might not be as attractive, but they say, "Hey, hear me out on her though." Mm-hmm. Like they might post a picture. Like perfect example is Lizzo. So a lot of people...
This to hear you out for her, huh?
No, and that's not my hear me out.
He got defensive.
Hey, let's be clear about this.
No, so she's losing a lot of weight.
Liz on H-Town, ain't she?
Yeah, from Houston. Actually went to school with Leroy.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, they went to school together.
Didn't even realize
In the band and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But she's losing a lot of weight. So you got a lot of guys like, hey, hear me out, though. Hear me out, man. She lose 20 more pounds. Hear me out.
Yeah.
Man, I saw somebody tweet this. And they retweeted a picture of Beyonce and some Levi jeans. And they said, I need y'all to hear me out on this.
What?
Dog, it's Beyonce, man.
Ain't no hear me out necessary.
Like, what did you talk?
We were here before you got here. Like, what do you mean?
Like, you clearly don't understand the term.
No.
Like,
open
hear
your
me
eyes.
Out on Beyonce. And look, I'm sure there's somebody out there that don't really care for Beyonce.
Who? They're out there they like to make themselves known.
But see, even that person would be like, hey, that ain't no hear me out.
Everybody, she's just not my type or whatever.
Like, come on. Yeah. You don't need no damn hear me out for Beyonce. It was like a beautiful picture and some Levi's and a cowboy hat. And he talking about, y'all need to hear me out on this. Like, what is y'all doing?
Are you crazy?
We need to retire that term now, man.
Who are some hear me out celebrities right now?
Y'all want to do it?
We absolutely need to do it.
We could do it in the mixtape if you want.
Let's
y'all
do it.
Come up with a little list.
Come up with a list.
All right, let me.
That's a bet.
I'm going to do some
work. That one still has legs.
Bet will never go away.
Yeah, bet still has legs.
See, I love the text line because there's people that are coming through with words that I'm like, nope. Like, oh, he is nice. Nice is going to be there forever for me. I'm never letting that one go. I refuse. But yeah, dog, I'm good on it.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's a new season, but it's always truck season at your local Chevy dealer. And right now is the perfect time to find your own. If you're a truck person, then you get it. Hauling, towing, reliability, Chevy trucks deliver. Check out ChevyDriveChicago.com. They've got all the info you need to research your future Chevy truck and find a dealer near you. Now, maybe a truck isn't exactly what you're thinking. Maybe you need something a little more city-friendly, something easier for summer street parking. We get it. And Chevy's SUV lineup, seriously impressive. Great styles, great prices. You'll look good and you'll feel good knowing you made a smart choice. And hey, maybe you're leaning toward the future. If an EV is on your mind, then your local Chevy dealer is ready to blow you away. They're ready to put you behind the wheel for a test drive and show you all the latest technology in these top-tier electric SUVs. Seriously, go check them out. Whatever you're looking for, head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Learn more, find your local dealer, and get ready to drive away happy. Because you deserve a Chevy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Hi, I'm Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric, and this is our biggest sale ever. Buy a new air conditioner or furnace and get 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Plus, Four Seasons guarantees to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000, guaranteed. Call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
So I've probably known this about myself for quite a while. I mean, if you haven't picked up on things, I tend to somewhat be a smart aleck in certain situations.
Wait, what? Are you for real?
No kid.
That's the one I say all the time.
That's yours.
That's
no kid.
But I think I'm especially so when I get some bad news or there's a bad, you know, bothersome piece of news. So I sent you guys a text this morning, and you may not have understood the context. So one of my best friends, I got a text from my wife, and it said, so-and-so is going to have emergency surgery. He can't feel his hands anymore. He's going to have emergency neck surgery. He can't feel his hands anymore.
That is a very serious condition.
It's a very serious condition. And what did I text back to you guys?
Back to us or back to them?
Back to you guys. I did send it to him, too, if we're being honest, and he laughed. I said, well... Oh, man. Thanks. I'll check in with him. Not by text, though. Because he can't use this.
So you thought it was foul that he texted you that?
No. My wife texted me that he's going to need neck surgery because he can't feel his hands
And John
anymore.
Was just like, I'll check, but I'm not going to text him because if I text him, he can't. You know what I'm saying? It's like trying to dap up somebody who is an amputee. You know, it just don't work like that.
So somebody with no legs. Hey, you want to kick it?
That's kind of what I did. But you know, to be perfectly clear, I did end up texting him that. I said, so my wife thinks I'm an a-hole, but this is what I sent her, and he just LOL. Now, maybe it was a sarcastic LOL too, but.
In voice text, maybe?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's always option. That's always out there. Some of y'all hear me outs. That's the tough thing is the hear me out is a real tough space.
Yeah, you got to sell me. You got to sell somebody on it.
But I think the problem is in our society, I feel like we are, and I very much say mean we, mm-hmm. we are a lot less comfortable getting out here on opinions that mm-hmm. are not popular. Although I feel like the young folks supposedly are more on that. Yeah. We're just afraid to be out here and being different. So the hear me out is really inherently you have to be out here on something where people go, ain't no way.
I think the the sort of on the mountain, you know, one of the top hear me outs that I always see is Martha Stewart.
That's a good one. I always see Martha Stewart.
Yeah,
yeah.
I'll take that one.
Yeah,
that's another one.
I used to see is Dolly Parton. Like now,
that's
Dolly
not
Parton.
Even a, that's not even a
like
hear
right
me
now.
Out.
Like right now at 70.
Sure.
Nah, I'm good. Y'all can have that one. Yeah, that's y'all.
No, I'm sorry. I'm usually pretty good at processing fast. Like
how old is she now? She in her 70s,
she's
right?
Gotta be in her
or
70s. 80s. Got to be in her 70s.
The right age. That's what it is. Yeah. I was processing through my mind. what are the things that are coming through my mind, and what are the things I should say on radio? And those were not lining up. They weren't.
They weren't lining up.
They weren't. I'm going to be honest. Do people still use Krunk anymore? Hopefully not.
Yeah.
I think the only person, the last person I heard using Krunk was Fred Davis. Remember Fred Davis?
Oh, yeah.
He was still using Krunk in 2018.
Love me to use it today.
The people that misuse literally.
Yes.
Okay. Somebody said Lopez is a freak. Y'all just don't know about the philanthropic work that Dolly Parton does.
Exactly.
She's a fantastic human.
Yeah.
And don't let Sean Pendergast hear you say that. He might come talk to you. All right. You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Somebody said, I'm low-key tired of hearing low-key. Yeah, because people don't use
people it right. People don't use it right. Yeah.
Anyways, now we're just becoming old dudes yelling at the clouds.
Hear me out.
Okay. All right. Coming up next here in the loop on Sports Radio 610. A really great piece written about Forrest Whitley in The Athletic got me thinking, is Forrest Whitley dealing with one of the most difficult things an athlete can go through? I'll tell you what I mean next. You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Appreciate you hanging out with us here on this Tuesday. I forgot what day it was. I'm not going to lie. John Lopez, Reggie Atitula. Figgy. Also, y'all wilding in this text line. Some of y'all are doing a great job of your hearing me out. Some of you, not so much. But I appreciate you getting involved nonetheless. Again, 713-572-4610. Is Forrest Whitley going through an athlete's most difficult challenge? It's a question I asked myself when I was kind of looking at this piece that Chandler Rome of The Athletic wrote about Forrest Whitley, this kind of constant question mark for the Astros. A highly regarded prospect who just never really has been able to get a chance to be at the major level, except for, I mean, finally made his debut and just went back on the IL as well.
Yeah.
And, I mean, he is working through it. He was, you know, the piece was interesting. But I thought about, man, the tough things that athletes go through. And one of the toughest places has got to be just, like, constantly dealing with injury, right? We're not really very very forgiving in those ways with athletes that deal with injuries for a while, because one or two we might be like, oh, that's outside of the realm of their ability. But guys that deal with constant injury, we almost make it like an issue with them per se.
Well,
like,
that's because
a moral judgment at times.
Well, I don't know about the moral judgment, but I think injury prone is a real thing. You know, we just have constant examples. It could be just dumb luck, but they're injury prone. It could be something physiological. But they're injury prone. I think that's the tough part. Forrest Whitley is injury prone.
Right.
He just is. However you want to describe why, but he is. And it's really, you mentioned the Chandler Rome piece. It's really sort of heartrending, you know, that this guy, like, he was the top prospect. Like, he was ready.
Yeah. $3 million and change signing bonus, right? When he came in. Mm-hmm. And typically the bonus babies, like, you have a full expectation that they're going to have their way kind of paved as much as possible to the majors because of the investment that the program has or that the organization has in them. And the roadblock was injuries, right? I mean, we even saw last month just, you know, knee buckle. And there he is in that same space, even as it felt like he finally. After a decade,
this is 10 years
of toiling to try and make it to the majors, not be able to make it through. And so it got me thinking about the various things in sports that are, like, really difficult for athletes, because the one thing that I immediately went to is also in baseball. And I always have so much sympathy for a starting pitcher, or really most any pitcher, but usually it's a starter because you have more of a likelihood to just kind of be out there for a while.
Yeah.
When everything's not going well and you're up there and you know you got to make this next pitch, because there's no bailout, right? There's no we're going to dribble this clock out, because there isn't one. Mm-hmm. There is no, well, can somebody help me out in this instance, unless the manager. There is no one. It is just you up there and you got to deliver. And if you know, like, if you, before you even get the sign in, you know you're not going to be able to execute this, that's got to be a disgusting feeling to feel.
You could see it on Ryan Gusto's face yesterday. All due respect, because he's been okay previously, but you could see in his face he was lost. And that is just, it's cringeworthy, you know. That's another one, cringe. It's cringeworthy, and you feel for the guy. The one that gets me all the time that is interesting and can be really, really tough to watch is when an otherwise, you know, good player gets the yips in a particular situation. That's the one that always, you know, people who say, you know, it's not that big of a mental game. No, it is largely a mental game, because that just gets in between their ears and they get the yips, whether it's throwing to first base or whatever, a curveball, you know, whatever it may be, and they just can't do it. They don't even see it. You know,
and you know that, like, they've done it, they're capable of doing it, and you think, just snap out of it. And I imagine for them, they're like,
I'm trying.
I've said, and it's just one of those things where you can't, you can't get it right. And Forrest Whitley kind of exists in that space for me. I mean, how, at this point, is it just you have to write this off? Because, I mean, he did finally make it, right? In a similar way we were talking about Lance McCullers, and a different level of injury prone for him. Finally making it back to the majors, and you go, all right, it's there. And then I guess in a similar way, you have Whitley get re-injured, and you have Lance McCullers have a really, really poor outing on Saturday. Not that those are the exact same thing, but does that then take away for you any level of belief in Forrest Whitley and the opportunity for him to be useful? Because you were talking about it to some degree. This pen, unfortunately, it's gotten quite a bit of run in the first four games of this 17-game stretch.
Yeah.
And they're going to be so necessary. They've been really good for you, putting up a pretty solid ERA out of the pen with some guys that I don't think that we had a lot of love and belief in at the beginning of the season. They've handled up pretty well, but they can only be taxed so far. And Forrest Whitley, if he was able to, you know, be healthy and be there for you, would be really helpful in that regard.
He could have been crucial this year. And I say it in the past tense, simply because we were at a place last year and the year before where we were writing him off. Like, it's just not going to happen. Then he may, you know, starts to write a pretty impressive story this year. And here we go again. I don't know what you can count on with him ever, because now it's in his head. And like I said, you know, he's talked about it and the problems and overcoming it and all that. And I think it's just flat out harder. It's going to be more difficult for him because there's more doubt about him when, you know, even calling him up, you know, if he's quote unquote healthy or whatever, because he doesn't have that track record that Lance McCullers had, you know, and all his track record is always, you know, ending up back injured again. So I think it's going to be really, really tough. I don't know if you can count on him.
And a multitude of injuries as well, right? Tommy John involved in there at one point as well. When it comes to that, obviously we're talking about that knee injury that came through the last month. It's just, it's tough, especially because, like we were talking about, with someone who maybe has the yips. Like, you've had, you know, instances where you go, there it is.
Yeah.
Right. You get those sparks. You get those, I guess, proof of concept, if you choose to view it in that way. And then you look up and you go, he's not there. So, you know, he's starting his process again. He's throwing a rehab inning for Sugarland today in hopes that he returns, because, I mean, I at this pace, I don't know. Do you think he could return in this stretch? But even if he doesn't return in this particular stretch, like, just adding another arm to the pen would be deeply useful. And you know that he has some ability to do it, but you just wonder if he's going to be able to sustain.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be this stretch at all, simply because they have to be more careful with him because of that injury history and the unreliability. No fault of his own per se, but the unreliability and all that. It's something that he's going to, you know, be sort of in the back of his mind, I think, for the duration of his career, you know, because he's been injured so much and missed. It's 10 years. You mentioned it. 10 years.
It's crazy to think about it in that way. I mean, even since he became, I saw Chandler wrote a really interesting portion of this, or like an interesting stat, that since he became the top prospect in baseball, he's thrown like three-digit innings. Like, he has thrown a mess of innings since that. And it just speaks to how the start and stop and the complete inability of just making it all the way to the place that you need him to. And so, I'm obviously hoping for the best for him, because I really do always feel bad for the players that are in that place. And again, that made me think of, what are some of those instances in sports where you just, it feels like it is the, you know, those places that really are, what's the right word?
Inevitable.
Yeah, inevitable in some ways and that are, you know, really tough to deal with. Someone said golf, just period. No. And then baseball, when it comes to mental, just like the toughness of it. And then from the 979, this text came in that I found interesting. They said, there are a lot of injury prone athletes bust, but they are rare. Most of the time, oft injured athletes are mistrained. Bad training is a coaching issue.
Oh, I guarantee you they've looked at that.
But
I guarantee you they've done
that. That is a question that's worth asking here, which is, hey man, the Astros deal with a lot of these injuries. Mm-hmm. How much do you look at the Astros in the way that they operate? Like, especially whether it's the, you know, the willingness to go to a six-man rotation sometimes and changing the rest schedule. Hell, with Hayden Wesneski, right, they come off of one of his outings, and obviously they have maybe some concerns about potential injury, and they move back his start. Mm-hmm. Like, those types of things, how much do you just attribute this to a team that really is heavy on max rotations and knowing that that's going to, you know, put a lot of torque on arms or what have you? Like, how much do you look at the Astros in this way?
No, I don't think the Astros are off the hook at all. It's not just Forrest Whitley. I mean, we've had these year after year after year. Verlander twice and how they handled it.
Just look at the last 2 years.
McCullers. Luis Garcia. Christian Javier.
France.
Forrest Whitley.
Urquidy.
JP France. Jose Urquidy. That's eight. Like, you can't take this off the Astros. I mean, maybe it's just coincidence, but that's
eight. A lot.
That's eight. That's only the ones that we thought of.
And they like bad shoulder, elbow type injuries too.
And it's guys coming back and then kicking the can down the road, and the calling it something publicly, and sort of delaying the inevitable on somebody. Remember when Verlander famously, it was Chandler Rome who reported it,
mm-hmm,
the day it happened. This is bad. I think Chandler Rome. He said, this is bad. And I'm paraphrasing, but this is probably going to require surgery. They came after him like he said they were selling the team or something.
Yeah. And Dusty Baker was like, okay, who reporting that?
Yeah. Yeah. He was right.
Yeah.
He was right. And it just took a little while. So they were kind of kicking the can down the road. I'm sure they were trying to find other ways to get him back. But is that prudent? You know, when you have the quote forearm strain, which we all know is connected to the elbow,
not just physically, but
literally
research wise, I believe the number was 20% of major league pitchers that have dealt with forearm strain have then, you know, in the next year had to have surgery on the UCL.
No, that points to the Astros and how they handle it. There's no question. You cannot deny that. It might not be true 100% of the time, but you can't deny that it points to them and how they're handling these things.
But the tough side about this, especially if we're limiting this just to the pitching portion of it, because I really think about the heavy focus on upping spin rate and those types of things, and
that too,
the ways that I think that impacts it, right? There might be more things involved, but I want to narrow it to this. Is the risk worth the reward, right? Because as you mentioned, there's a number of pitchers that even just this year, if they were healthy, this would look very different, right? Javier, France, who else did you mention?
Garcia.
If those guys are healthy, this looks a little different. But also, I do wonder how much of that factors into the car wash that they seem to have when it comes to pitchers when you bring some guys in and you make them a lot better. Hell, Hunter Brown might be involved in that as well. You saw, Ronel Blanco was pitching pretty well. I don't know how much you want to attribute that there. Also, you talk about Yusei Kikuchi, who you bring in and get the most out of. Like, how much do all of those things come in, and at what point is it just something that that's cost of doing business, or at what point is it something that you need to change? And maybe how much of that is just the different time period you are in, a window or an opportunity, where now you're at the backside where you need to maximize this, and maybe just, you know, taxing your players isn't the best way to go about this. I don't know.
The number of pitchers the Astros have gone to, how they've quote unquote treated them, how they've come back or not come back from injuries. It's the number one reason why professional athletes get every penny that you can when you can, because at the core, you are an interchangeable piece. You just are. You know, they can talk about loving you and you're part of the community and this is an Astro for life and all, but you are an interchangeable piece, and so you have to be able to do it. And the Astros, more so than not, have cycled through a lot of those.
Yeah. So just wanted to, again, great piece. I'd encourage you to read it on The Athletic about Forrest Whitley. I know his wife, Courtney, factored in a big, like, there's a mantra and a motto that she gives him that I was like, that's got to be deeply encouraging, just because it's a really tough thing to constantly be injured. And it feels like one of those most difficult things that athletes deal with. So in a way, trying to overcome that with a rehab inning today for Sugar Land, we'll see if Forrest Whitley can return to Big League Club. All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610 from the 409. I pitched in the Cubs organization 06 to 08, and our first round pitcher from 02 got the yips for 3 years, never recovered, so hard to watch. Appreciate you, Chuck, texting in. Yeah,
man.
Just watching somebody go through that, and you're like, I can't help him out, he can't help him out, he just got to find a way through. It's crazy. All right, coming up next, we've been getting a lot of schedule information, and one of the things that we kind of saw earlier was, you know, a lot of young, talented quarterbacks showing up in some of these big ticket games that CJ is not. Do you think that has any level of bearing on the league's view of CJ or the Texans? 713-572-4610. Let's talk about it next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's a new season, but it's always truck season at your local Chevy dealer. And right now is the perfect time to find your own. If you're a truck person, then you get it. Hauling, towing, reliability, Chevy trucks deliver. Check out ChevyDriveChicago.com. They've got all the info you need to research your future Chevy truck and find a dealer near you. Now, maybe a truck isn't exactly what you're thinking. Maybe you need something a little more city-friendly, something easier for summer street parking. We get it. And Chevy's SUV lineup, seriously impressive. Great styles, great prices. You'll look good and you'll feel good knowing you made a smart choice. And hey, maybe you're leaning toward the future. If an EV is on your mind, then your local Chevy dealer is ready to blow you away. They're ready to put you behind the wheel for a test drive and show you all the latest technology in these top-tier electric SUVs. Seriously, go check them out. Whatever you're looking for, head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Learn more, find your local dealer, and get ready to drive away happy. Because you deserve a Chevy.
At Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric, we make home service easy. We guarantee same-day service and installation with no extra charge for nights, weekends, or holidays. Family-owned for 53 years, Four Seasons has over 30,000 five-star Google reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. For all your plumbing, heating, cooling, and electrical needs, for all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.